I'm Leon, and I'm 17 years old.
I'm Isabel Banks, and I'm 17 years old.
I'm Skylar Dearden, and I'm 17 years old.
I'm Drew Gable, and I'm 17 years old. We are interviewing on November 9th in Layton, Utah.
I'm John Simonson. I'm 30 years old. And I'm a computer science teacher for New Ames High School.
And we are all his students, and we're interviewing him for communications.
Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Simonson, where did you grow up?
I spent my childhood in California, and my dad moved for work to Colorado when I was 12, and spent the rest of my childhood there.
Okay. So, why did you go into teaching?
I was told a lot when I was your age that I was really good at teaching just because I helped other people out in math classes and other things like that. Training for Boy Scouts, I taught orienteering and ropes courses and things like that too, astronomy. And when I went to college, I wanted to be an aerospace engineer, but then after 3 years of college, I decided that wasn't for me. So I looked into some teaching majors, and since I'm good at math, I looked at physics and math teaching. Math didn't seem very entertaining. Physics was more applied, but I found one that was technology and engineering education, which is robotics and programming and all that stuff brought in with wood shop and metal welding and stuff. And that was just a perfect fit for me. So I've been really happy to be doing that for the past 3 years.
So, like, I know you, like, teach technology classes, and so how would you think technology would impact education and change learning styles and stuff?
Technology, even in the classroom, has changed a ton. Back when I was in high school, there was a computer lab. No, there was two computer labs in my high school. One was full of those multicolored Mac things from back in the day. That was early 2000s. And they were still using overhead projectors. Most teachers didn't have a computer in their classroom, or if they did, it wasn't connected to any kind of display. It was just for entering grades. They just started getting out a couple years before I got to the high school, the online grade books, so parents could check the grades without having to get the reports from the teachers. I don't think the job I'm currently teaching would exist with that same type of technology, requiring students to write their own programs and the amount of programs and the amount of time just to do trial and error. I have 28 computers in my own classroom, and going to a lab that I share with the rest of the school, that just wouldn't work for what I teach now.
So, like, initially, did you plan on going to a teaching profession?
No, when I first went to college, it was for aerospace engineering. I was going to get a bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering and then specialize in aerospace with my master's. But after getting through some of the hardest classes, and it's kind of a pain because I actually got through them, you know, all the way up to Calc 3 and differential equations and linear algebra and statics and dynamics and strength of materials, I decided to switch to teaching instead. And the main reason for that switch is I found it more fun. Having ADHD myself, enjoying my career is extremely important. Otherwise, I would burn out, get bored, and would have to find another one, and I really wanted to stick with whatever degree I ended up actually getting. So that's why I made that switch.
What motivated you to initially go into aerospace?
Kind of my dad, even though he wasn't an aerospace engineer himself. He worked for Lockheed Martin, and every year they had Take Your Kids to Work Day, and they had contracts to make satellites and other things for the government. So I would see their clean rooms. Of course, we couldn't go in them because they were clean rooms, but working on the satellites that were going to get launched into space and other components for the space station and rockets and I thought that was really cool, and I really enjoyed astronomy as a kid. So the thought of being able to work on something that would orbit the planet was really appealing for me. That's why I wanted to go into it.
So, like, I know you like aerospace engineer and stuff like that, but is that why you like Star Wars? And that?
Yeah, that did tie in quite a bit from my childhood. Even now, still Star Wars is a pretty big thing. Being out in the space, the different them traveling between different planets and systems was pretty entertaining, and the technology behind it was always interesting to me. Even though I know it was all science fiction, it would just, as they kept coming up with smartphones, it's like, well, we could make something that acts like this. We could start doing this, and we're currently working on trying to get someone to Mars. So it just seemed like that's where the world was going, and it really tied into a personal interest. So that's kind of helped really embed that Star Wars interest for the rest of my life there.
And speaking of Star Wars, what would you choose, Star Wars or Star Trek, you'd say?
It is Star Wars over Star Trek, even though I have seen the entire series of Star Trek Voyager and most of Next Generation. I haven't seen a lot of Doctor Who, though. It's just weird to me. It doesn't follow.
Oh, and then I've known that you've been working on like an R2-D2 project?
Yes, there's a club, a worldwide club called Astromech, and they build R2-D2-like robots from the Star Wars. Most of them just go for a pretty simple build where there's just a life-size model. Some get a little bit more advanced where they add remote controls and other things to that. Because of my programming and technical know-how, that's what I'm aiming for. Hopefully sometime soon, if I have enough money.
Okay.
And then outside of like school and like building R2-D2, what other things interest you?
I do play video games, mainly as a pastime. Having only been a teacher for 3 years, still working on paying off student loans, don't have a lot of extra money to get into other hobbies, but I do plan on getting into having my own furnace to do metal casting and continuing with other robotics projects with Raspberry Pis and Arduinos. Kind of building up my own little workshop sometime. I also do woodworking. I built the bed that my wife and I sleep in. I can build quite a bit of stuff with that. It's just a matter of, you know, I had to move into a house in order to have a backyard, to have space for all the tools instead of just keeping them in a storage somewhere, to be able to work on all those things.
Okay. Like with the advancement of technology in video games, where do you see video games heading into?
It really seems there's this big push for VR. I'm not really sure if that's going to stick with video games. I see that more as the new cinema idea. It already has some pretty big breakthroughs with therapy, with pain control and getting over fears. I've seen articles about that. As for video games, there's always going to be a desire for someone to sit down and play a game, not just have to be fully interactive. But they are working on bringing that more mobile style of video games. And I do think there's a place for that, and that's going to go off pretty well. They just have to figure out how to keep the cost down is the problem. Right now, the console alone is usually pretty expensive. If I also have to have some kind of fancy treadmill to move things around and a VR headset and special controllers to connect to all that, it's going to get too expensive to keep it popular.
Okay, so with these video games, what would you say is your favorite video game or character?
Oh man, I've played a lot, but not as much as you might think. My parents actually didn't encourage gaming, and we didn't actually have a console while I was a teenager, despite living through the creation of the Xbox and even up to the Wii and stuff like that. So me getting into video games was, I try to do whatever I could with my friends and stuff when I was in high school. But since then, I've been more interested in MMORGs or ORPGs. massive multiplayer online role-playing games. I played Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. I've done Skyrim. I haven't tried Skyrim online. I've tried Star Trek online. I've tried World of Warcraft. I keep backing out of those because of the subscription base. The cost adds up month to month, knocks me out. I've played Fallout series. There's not really a whole lot in there. Lego series is really, really fun for a lot of stuff because that one I can play around my family, as in my wife and my kids, who are very young, so I don't have to worry about mature content. It just makes it much easier to play the E for Everyone games with them.
That's true.
Since you're obviously, as I can see, very similar to your students, what is it like having a classroom setting where, you know, you can relate to your students versus the typical teacher is higher above the sort of thing?
It's part of the reason I think I'm going to be staying as a teacher, and what drawed me to it in the first place was I'm passionate about my subject, and I know most teachers are about their subject, but it's much easier to get a student to be passionate about writing a program and getting to work than I think getting through a math problem. And when I started out, or even actually this year, my youngest sister is a senior in high school this year, so I feel a little bit more connected to the age group, even though there's a 13-year difference between me and seniors. But being able to teach programming and video game design, it keeps me younger, even though I don't want to say that I'm old right now, because I'm only 30. That's not very old at all. Trying to keep up with the current video games, and I learn a lot from the students, and that helps me teach the at least video game class much better, because the more references I can throw out, the better chance I'd be able to reach all the students to understand an example that I'm trying to convey. And I think that really helps with the connection there. Also, I think with a computer-based classroom, I think this is still true, even though it was more of a thing when I was in middle school. Being able to use a computer is still not something that's fully taken for granted. It's still kind of exciting for everyone, even though they do it so often. Back when I was in middle school, seventh grade is when we finally went to the typing class. Old machines with the mice ball that everyone would take out so your mouse wouldn't work. Windows 95 and all that kind of stuff. It was really exciting because at home, if there was a computer in your home, you weren't really allowed to use it because they're expensive, they're mommy and daddy's, they're for work, they're, you know, just want to make sure you don't mess anything up on it. And now everyone's got their phones and their smartphones, and here I'm teaching them how to do stuff on the computers that you can take straight to your phone, apps and programs you can play on your phone. I think that helps a lot too.
So with teaching, what could you say is your most notable memory?
With teaching, I don't have that much memories with just teaching, because I've only been a teacher for 3 years. I did become a father and a teacher on the same day, though. The first day of school was the same day my daughter was born, which was convenient now, but very inconvenient at the time, having to be at work and leaving my wife and stuff. So that was a very interesting one.
And you mentioned earlier that you learn from your students. What would you say is the biggest lesson you've ever learned from a student?
Biggest lesson. Not a lot of experience to pull on still. Not necessarily that it's something I've learned that I didn't know before, but it's reiterated often, at least once a month, as I teach, is just the need to be flexible, not just with students turning in late assignments, but flexible in how I teach, flexible in how I interact with students, because mimicking that for them, I think, is one of the most important things, and having them mimic it back to me, kind of that recursive back and forth idea. Because in the real world, yes, there's hard deadlines, yes, there's things that you just can't get around, but there will be people that can do things for you, and doing that back and forth for each other is always nice. Trying to return nice favors to students when they're nice back, and looking out for those that are having a bad day, trying to help with that, is just that really what's sunken in and comes back time and time again.
For being a teacher, what would you say is your biggest goal to have for the students?
Goal for the students, it kind of applies to all my classes, is I want students to know how to find answers to their questions, not just related to my curriculum, but in life and things like that. And really, it does come down to, you can find it on Google or YouTube every single time. And asking me for the answer, if it's a harder question, I'll help you through it. But for most of the easier ones, I want to put it back on the student and have them try to figure it out. Because if you learn how to solve a problem, that's much more useful than knowing how to write a particular program that you probably won't use ever again, right? It's just an assignment. But if you can find that, you learn how to find answers for yourself, that's, I think, the most valuable thing you can get from my classes.
So, between Star Wars and your video games, who would you say is your favorite character in pretty much just media?
Oh, it would be a Star Wars character. That is a difficult question. I tend to not necessarily relate to the Empire, but I like how they have so much technology. I like the sleek look of the stormtroopers and things like that, but it would probably just be R2-D2, since, you know, be building a robotic thing, and that's most of what I know how to do, is programming robotics, electronics, and metal forging. All ties into that one. So yeah, I'll go with R2-D2.
And between characters and video games and movies, and you mentioned your father earlier, who would you say is your idol?
I usually stick with my father for that one. I've never tried, or even when I was younger, it's been my dad. He's always extremely friendly. He works really hard. He plays really hard. But he's always trying to go out of his way to meet new people and try to make the world a better place for anyone he runs into. And I really respect that and try to emulate that.
Well, thank you for giving us your time. Is there anything else you would like to say?
No. I don't have anything.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. It's really interesting.